Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Getting a lot of support about the punchable faces in the AT&T commercials for OKC. Gus and Katie, thank you, Sean. I feel the same way about the commercial, and I want to punch them all in their faces. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Houston texts in. Houston, that's the name of the listener, Houston. Although I'm sure the city at large feels the same way. Sean, trust me, the What a Pro Wants, What a Pro Needs commercial is beyond nausea.
I've seen the commercial, but I've never like really paid attention to it. Yeah. I try to mute the commercials as much as possible these days. But then he brought that up, and I remember that one. I remember that one because it cuts through the noise.
Yes.
As you're trying to do something else during a commercial break, that it cuts through the noise in a bad way. Very, very cringy. Yeah.
Yes, cringy. Reggie,
even if it was trying to be cringy, but it's so cringy that even the ironic cringiness is cringy.
Yeah, yes. The whole thing is just bad. Yeah, no. Shout out to our colleague and friend Reggie Atatula, who immediately after that segment texted me all caps, "What a pro wants, what a pro needs." Reggie said he disagreed with almost all my takes in that segment, but found the segment 10 out of 10 enjoyable because he disagreed.
I was a bad co-host in that segment because I disagreed with you as well. I like that Reginald disagreed with you on a lot of them too.
Five Reasons I Hate You, I don't mind. Like the petty cast, though, you got to make sure you're petty in the petty cast. Yeah, that's the big thing.
You got to go full bore into
tomorrow.
If anything,
at 8 o'clock. Yeah.
If anything, we got to be sure that we do a better job of you and I kind of finding common ground on the things that we hate about Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
For Five Reasons I Hate You.
Yep. We've got months to figure that out. So we'll be good. So appreciate all the texts. Even the one saying, Pendergast, aren't you bald? What would you wear on your head to keep the sweat out of your eyes? I don't wear a headband. I just don't like the way it feels. I work out quite a bit, and I just use like my sleeve or my t-shirt to wipe the sweat out of my eyes. Like,
that was a hard one for me to get with, though, too, because it is. Whether you're bald or not, if you're a heavy sweater, the headband's nice. Headband makes a big difference.
I think you look stupid. That's all. That's all. I mean, you can tell me.
I'd love to see you as a sniper in the military. You're taking aim on the most dangerous terrorists in the world, but you can't see clearly because you refuse to wear either a headband or a do-rag or something.
If I'm a sniper in the military, sweat in my eyes is the least of your worries as an American.
the heavy breathing from having gotten in position would be your biggest.
The bad shooting, all those
scopes just bouncing up and down as you eat.
Yeah, sweat's the
I had
least.
To walk a long way.
I got a better chance of just sweat in my eyes just shooting randomly than having a headband on. All right, here was Sham Sharania yesterday. The Kevin Durant deal comes together late Sunday morning. Here was Sham Sharania of ESPN talking about how the deal came together.
His two preferred destinations, the Houston Rockets and the Miami Heat, essentially competing against each other, bidding on making Kevin Durant deals. And the Rockets, at the end of the day, made the best offer with Jalen Green, a prolific scorer, Dylan Brooks, 3-and-D, tough player. But most importantly, the number 10 overall pick. And why is that important? The NBA draft is on Wednesday in New York. And so it was very important for them to get this deal done before that point. But remember back at the NBA trade deadline, Kevin Durant was blindsided when he was included in any conversation around the league. Now he had some level of driver's seat position because he was in the last year of his deal, an expiring contract. But listen, around the league, make no mistake, the Houston Rockets made this trade because they are in win now mode. They want to go win a championship.
All right.
Yeah.
Win now.
It makes 100% sense. And they had a wealth of picks. They don't want to give all of them up, but losing a number 10 this year is, if anything, it makes it a lot simpler to operate where you're already trying to shoehorn so many young players into getting more time on the court. There is an overall part of me that is starting to feel a little bit of a first round, I feel like we're missing out. because the Texans, more times than not, don't have a first round
pick. Oh, you're talking about the draft.
In the city of Houston itself. The Texans have traded out the last couple years. They didn't have first round picks forever because of the Laremy Tunsil trade and whatnot.
Dude, there's, for me, there is way more, it's a good point, there's way more FOMO for the NFL draft when there's no first round pick than there is the NBA draft. Like, I'm at a stage now, and I watch a fair amount of college basketball, and I still follow the draft to a degree, but the NFL draft, like just the build up to it for a few months, and I watch way more college football than I watch college basketball. I'll be fine later this week. It would have been fun to have a pick just because you start to think about how the guy's going to fit in. And last year was fun because they got Reed Shepard with the third overall pick. That was cool. But yeah, like in the NBA, dude, the NBA is doing a two-night draft now. They're doing the first round on one night and the second round on another night. And if you wonder how the NBA front offices value second-round picks, the Rockets just threw five of them into a Kevin Durant deal just to get Brian Gregory off the phone. You're like, fine, here's five second-round picks. That is going to be what a trash night of sports watching the second round of the NBA draft.
The hardcores will love it. It does give you time to really take time. There's going to be a bunch of trades, you know, between the first round and the second round. So I feel like for the diehards, it'll be welcome to have that time to breathe between the first and second round.
I'm glad you brought up the trades too, though. The NBA does this thing like this. Kevin Durant trade is not executed. It's only been agreed to because they have to wait till July 6th to actually do the deal.
Yeah.
The draft happens this week. There are going to be guys that get drafted. Whoever gets drafted with the 10th pick is going to put on a Rockets hat. When we all know that pick's going to Phoenix, I think it's the dumbest thing ever. It's so stupid.
As far as like the whole city of Houston and how we view the first round pick now is baseball. Yeah. And especially now where the Rockets have been selecting, the Astros have been selecting forever, it's not as big a deal. But in football, it's not like they haven't had first round picks. It's just in four of the last 6 years, they haven't had a first round pick. But then they have double first round picks in two of those 6 years.
All right, let's get to that was Shams. Let's get to Kendrick Perkins. This is my favorite one out of all the people who've commented on the deal, the Kevin Durant to the Rockets deal. Here's Kendrick Perkins on last night's NBA Finals coverage with Steve. The other voices you're going to hear are Malika Andrews is the host, and then Stephen A. Smith and Bob Myers, the former GM of the Warriors, are on the set with Kendrick Perkins.
This may sound country and foreign to y'all, but this is the H-Town flavor, right? Hey, man, say, man, Kevin Durant is on the way to H-Town, man. We talking about Bun B firing up to getting the Trill Burgers ready. Right. Little Kiki Paul Wall Slim Thug pulling out the slab with the Super Poker rims, popping the trunk with the KD lights. See, it's foreign to you, but H-Town know what I'm talking about.
You know, I don't know if that's where you live, but you better know it. Represent.
You're welcoming Kevin Durant, and now you're legit title contenders.
Legit
title contenders. Yes, they struggled in the half court set. They also struggled with three-point shooting. Right. Now you've got KD. Amen Thompson is still there. Torrey Eason. The reason I bring up those two guys is because they bring what you need in today's game when we're witnessing right now in the NBA Finals, and that's elite perimeter defense.
I think my favorite part of that in re-listening to it is Amen Thompson.
I think Kendrick, I really enjoyed that, and I think that largely, it's funny, Kendrick Perkins and then Marcus Spears. I know he's from Louisiana, but he's got kind of a bent towards here. I don't know if he has a place here or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
But those guys are both a little bit of like Houston homers in a way.
Yeah.
Marcus Spears, I've just always noticed that he really sticks up for the Texans a lot of the time and watches the games more closely, even in the bad years, than others do.
Yeah.
I like having big, husky, likable, like former athletes sticking up for Houston.
I do
in a
too.
Way that just you can't get from another guy the same way you can from Kendrick Perkins or Marcus Spears.
That aren't overly serious, that don't take themselves too seriously. But
yeah,
if there were scrap, they would be ready to go.
They're giving it the real man vibe to it. That's what it is. It's a real man vibe and a guy that's actually paying attention type of
I agree. So that's Kendrick Perkins. All right, I don't know how to feel about this one. Isaiah Thomas, arguably the worst general manager in the history of basketball. How he keeps getting jobs is beyond me. But he was on NBA TV. Here's what he had to say about the Kevin Durant trade.
I really like what they got, but now they got championship experience over there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, KD as a champion, right?
VanVleet.
And then you got VanVleet. I mean, these two guys, you know, have been champions in the NBA. And then you have a championship coach, even though he didn't win in Boston, but he's coached in the NBA Finals. So when you look at what Houston has put together, they got all the pieces. They got everything to make it right. I love the deal, but I also love it for KD, and I also love it for Ime. Again, these are two of my favorite people.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you're torn because
I really wanted.
It was a hot and cutting controversial take that he was giving that you have to be disgusted with yourself for liking. I mean, he just kind of pointed out some pretty surface level stuff. He brought up the championship DNA or at least championship experience of a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
In a way that that I hadn't heard from anybody else. So I think you have to give him extra credit for that.
I wanted Isaiah Thomas to hate this deal. I disagree with almost everything Isaiah Thomas has done as an executive in the NBA. I don't need the guy who makes all the moves. He should have been – this is the one guy who should have been operating in George Costanza fashion when he was a GM in the NBA. He should have done the opposite of everything that his brain told him to do when he was the GM of the New York Knicks back in the day. Like, he was bad. I don't like hearing that he likes this deal. Had Isaiah Thomas come on and told me all the reasons this deal wasn't going to work, I'd have been like, all right, well, that's Isaiah. Nothing ever worked for Isaiah back in the day. Fine. If he thinks
so
that
he
way.
He's the opposite of the Baltimore Ravens in that when the Baltimore Ravens do something, you think, oh, my
the
team
opposite.
Should have done that.
He's the opposite.
Like, I was cool with the Texans not getting Jair Alexander.
Yeah.
Really, really cool with it.
And then,
when the Ravens got him, I thought, oh, crap.
Man. Yes. It's a perfect analogy. Yes, that's exactly. Yeah.
He's the opposite of the Ravens.
He's the bizarro Ravens is what Isaiah Thomas is. Yes. And so I don't like that he liked this deal. I needed Isaiah Thomas to hate this deal to sleep well at night. I mean, I think I'll be okay, but still, oof, yuck. What's the biggest thing that scares you about this deal? I mean, you and I have both been very, very hot on this thing today. We both love it. What's the thing that scares you the most?
I mean, I think Isaiah Thomas would probably have this take as well. It's a pretty simple one. He's going to be 37 years old, and he's missed serious time in 3 of the last 4 seasons. There's things that cushion that for me a little bit. For one, he's played a lot of minutes in those games on a struggling team this past year. The Nets trying to finish it all up or do whatever. Like, they, in the last several seasons, he's played more minutes per game than he had when he was in his upper 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the Rockets are going to have to lean on him that much. They're going to be able to give him load management within games. This is just a much more complete team than the Suns are. But he's 37 years old, and it's not the performance that I worry about. It's, is he healthy and available to give you the performance that he's capable of?
Yeah, there were people – look, he was – It was against the Rockets. At the end of the year, he suffered, I think he sprained his ankle. And so they shut him down for the rest of the year. So he missed 7 games there. He was inactive for 3 games here, 3 games there. There was a 6-game stretch. There was never any one thing this year where he was out for like 20 games or something like that.
Like as you pointed out, a lot of that was just, they were just playing out the string and just, you know, we were hoping, remember they were annoyingly, they won a couple of games that kept them from,
them in the playoff hunt. Them getting into the lottery triggered, them being in the lottery is hugely important on multiple levels for this deal even happening. So so he missed some time this past year. People were making things up, though, yesterday. Like, the people on social media yesterday saying, well, he's been bad in Phoenix. Like, no, the team's not been good. But he's been very, very good, and he's not had a good supporting cast. I didn't like that. I'm like, you're making stuff up. You're just, if you're saying he's been bad, he's doing things still at this age that NBA players have not done ever in the history of the game in terms of his shooting. The other thing they were making up, Seth, was that he's missed 20 or 30 games each of the last 4 years. He did play 75 games 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
You know, so he played 62 this year, and he played 75 2 years. That's the most recent 2 seasons. He's averaged around 70 games or so.
Yeah. So that, but he is still also turning 37.
Yeah.
The age, the only reason that age concerns me is that it does, you get more injury prone as you get older. As far as his actual performance, yeah, anybody saying that he hasn't been good just is lying. They're just flat out lying or talking out of their butt. He's the second best shooter in the league right now.
Yeah.
With true shooting percentage. He's still very, very effective. And so as long as he's healthy, being as good a shooter he is at a 7-foot height is a game that obviously has aged very well, and it's going to continue to age. So it's just the propensity for injury as you get older is the biggest thing.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not dismissing it. Like, I know there's a good chance he's going to miss games this year for load management, if nothing else, and probably some dings here and there. I just the narrative that gets created that he's missing like half the season each of the last 4 years, it's not true. Well, Colin, what did you want to ask us?
I was just kind of curious, it looks like that it's just going to be a 1 year thing with KD. But how would y'all look at the deal if he is extended?
I think. Well, I need to see what the numbers look like. I don't think it's going to be a 1 year thing. I think it's going to be a multi year thing. Ultimately, they can't do the extension right now because the league year needs to start. So I think it's going to be if it ends up being a 1 year thing and they win a championship, then so be it. I'd give up plenty. The championship trumps everything. That's my biggest concern, Seth. That Colin brings it up. I'm actually more concerned about what a contract extension looks like than I am with the medicals with Kevin Durant. I think they'll manage around that, and I think the goal will be to have him healthy in April. If he ends up getting 2 years, $112 million, that is a lot of money for a 38 and 39-year-old.
Well, and that's where one of the things with Fred VanVleet is that the team and Fred VanVleet have been in contact. Like they pushed he allowed his option to be pushed back, and I'm guessing part of it was at least because they need to be able to figure out exactly how to give Kevin Durant an extension, and Fred VanVleet can sign the structure the deal in such a way to help make that possible.
Yeah.
So everything that they were doing to soften the landing or to make it an inviting spot for Kevin Durant, I feel like Fred VanVleet was part of that. And because that's one of the biggest salary chunks they have to figure out. I'll be surprised if it's just 1 year.
Well, and they pushed it back to June 29th. So that's another, I guess that's another date to keep an eye on for the Rockets is sometime, which is a week from yesterday, sometime between now and then. We should expect to hear something from the Rockets, either exercising Fred VanVleet's player option, which I would be shocked. I think it's more likely that it's a multi-year deal with lower dollar amounts, maybe even structured like Steven Adams, where I think Steven Adams is making 14, 13, and 11 in the three. Like, it's a descending contract as you get these guys on the payroll where the numbers are going to be going up for a lot of guys here. Fertittas are going to be spending a lot of money, man. A lot of money on luxury tax. They're going to be pushing that second apron that everybody talks about, where once you get over that, it really gunks up what you can do as a team. So, going to be fun, though, man. Going to be fun. All right, we have not given the Astros much shine today because it's sort of Kevin Durant day here with this trade. It's the latest in just a series of huge trades involving Houston teams. But let's get to the Astros from over the weekend. The Astros take 2 out of 3 from the Angels. There's no American League teams coming up this week, but in some ways, is this the biggest week of the season coming up? They're off today. It starts up tomorrow. We'll discuss coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.